GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, August 21, 2026. Compiled Friday, 21st of August 202 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Judy Note, by Saturday, August 8, 2026, President Trump had had enough of the deep state shenanigans. As commander-in-chief of the worldwide military alliance, Trump activated his wartime powers, deployed the U.S. military and a coalition of 300,000 troops worldwide to make mass arrests of P.S. and treasonous global elites, plus announced activation of the Nisarajezar laws, which return taxpayer monies back to the people. The U.S. military had been stationed in 360 cities anticipating Supreme Court directives on emergency petitions which could dissolve compromised federal jurisdictions. The global military alliance was accelerating mass arrests and military tribunals targeting over 500,000 deep state cabal political and global elites. Meanwhile, the Starlink satellite system, quantum financial system and stellar blockchain network have integrated for a secure and transparent worldwide flow of information. You were advised to stock up on food, water, cash and supplies. You won't be able to access stores or services during a 10 to 12 day period. Phones will only work for 911 calls, but the military will make available a signal app which will secure regular cell phone use through the new Starlink satellite system and quantum computer. Across the globe during those 10 days and in preparation for migration into the new quantum financial system, banks would be closed, while ATMs and credit and debit cards would not work. Soon every phone on the planet would be hit with a loud, unmistakable alert signal from Starlink satellites, bypassing the corrupt media channels controlled by the elites. On cell phones worldwide, seven trumpets will sound, alerting us to the declaration of global martial law. EBS text messages will be introduced and we will be urged to tune into our TV, radio and/or internet. The EBS alert will be activated globally but in phases. Depending on your location, you might get it slightly earlier or later. A temporary global lockdown window will secure the broadcast phase. You will have 5 hours to get to a place of your choice where you will stay for 10 days. The signal will be followed by a broadcast from Trump and military leaders. They will deliver real-time updates on the takedown of the deep state, mass arrests, and the collapse of the corrupt financial system. You'll learn how FEMA, the FBI, and other agencies have been weaponized against the people, staging false flags and disasters to maintain control. The EBS broadcast could last up to 10 days, depending on ground conditions. During this time, there will be no internet, no social media, no TV, no mainstream news, only pure truth broadcasts as to what actually was going on. After the EBS would be a whole new world. They call it the Golden Dome. Jazara Nizara. New Quantum Finance System. New Golden Age. No taxes, new technologies. UI's universal high income. New electromagnetic frequencies. No more attacks, low frequencies. No more electric EMF grid. Free energy. 6G plus good. No EMF. No Wi-Fi. Free Starlink internet. Quantum phones, calls, text, internet free. Free medical care. Free insurance program. Thursday, August 20, 2026, Iran just put a $30,000 price on the head of every American service member.
$60,000 if a woman does the KG. This is not escalation.
This is the true face of the regime we are dealing with. Don't reduce a cash bounty on American blood to rhetoric. This is who they are. This is how they fight. Fox News on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, President Trump has given the green light. He has activated the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, mobilized 300,000 troops, ordered the Global Military Alliance to take over the mainstream fake news media and make mass arrests. Mr. Poole on Telegram. Wednesday, August 19, 2026, the EBS was set to trigger a 3-day event, followed by 10 days of communication darkness.
P.E. Networks tied to suppressed Healing Tech face mass arrests under martial law.
Martial law on Telegram. At exactly 8:14 p.m. Eastern August 20, 2026, the Old Swift Central Clearinghouse experienced a permanent database decoupling. The secondary handshake between the central banks of the G7 nations officially returned a terminal failure message. Thursday, August 20, 2026, paymasters report full release. Direct confirmations have been sent to private transaction platforms in Reno and Zurich confirming that Tier 1 and Tier 2 payouts had been finalized. Tier 3 and Tier 4 A, B next. If you're in the private groups, get ready now. Military movements confirmed to secure transition. Sources in Intel report increased security around major financial centers. Private security details have been deployed to Reno, Zurich, and Dubai. Special ops teams were making sure no foreign interference upsets this historic shift in global power. QFS activated on Telegram. Monday, August 24, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The first week in September 2026, redemption centers will start processing live appointments in accordance with full JASARA protocol. The schedule is already being filled with authorized, Tier 4B, participants, according to sources within two U.S. agencies. NISARA JASARA connected on Telegram. Thursday, August 20, 2026, Bruce, the big call universe. A higher-up said they were handling bonds in Miami, Geneva and Reno. The military was now giving out the intel. A military intel person said that as of 6 p.m. EST on Wednesday 19, 2026 there was a 5-day window where Tier 4B would receive notification to set exchange/redemption appointments and be able to start appointments. That would take it to Monday, August 24, 2026. Redemption Center leaders received an email on Thursday 20th of August that they should go into work on Friday, August 21, 2026, at 8:45 a.m. $50 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds have been bought back from Venezuela to make their currency stronger. Thursday, August 20, 2026, California Democrat mayor just quit after admitting she was a Chinese communist agent. Eileen Wang, mayor of Arcadia, stepped down after striking a plea deal and admitting she acted as an illegal foreign agent for the Chinese government, spreading Beijing's propaganda in the U.S. under their direction. She faces up to 10 years in federal prison. How many more are still in office? Fox News on Telegram. Thursday, August 20, 2026, U.S. national debt explodes past $40 trillion, faster than anyone predicted, Mr. Poole on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.